This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The UN Security Council is condemning the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya. Bintou Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
We are now in a position to confirm that three United Nations staff members were among the fatalities, and two others were injured and are now being treated. Scores of Libyans are also among the injured.
The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. A Saudi-led coalition attacked UAE-backed southern separatists on Sunday, fracturing the alliance that had been focused on battling the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
On Saturday, separatists known as the Southern Transitional Council effectively took over the port city of Aden, seat of the internationally recognized government. The separatists, backed by the United Arab Emirates, have been a key part of the coalition fighting the Houthis. But they also have a rival agenda to the Saudi-backed government of Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi, splitting from the north. On Saturday, they seized control of all government military camps in Aden. On Sunday, the Saudi-led coalition said it had attacked an area that posed a direct threat to Hadi's government. It did not specify the site, but a local official said separatist forces around the nearly empty presidential palace had been targeted.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Police fired tear gas inside a train station Sunday and in several other Hong Kong neighborhoods where protesters occupied roads in another weekend of anti-government demonstrations. Protesters hurled bricks at officers and ignored warnings to leave before tear gas was deployed. This is VOA News.